Iran is refusing to name a new UN ambassador after the U.S. blocked the man from entering our country. The White House yesterday confirmed it would not issue a visa to an Iranian diplomat because he has ties to the Muslim student group at the center of the 1979 Iran hostage crisis. 52 Americans were held prisoner for 444 days. Elizabeth Pran with the latest tonight from Washington. Elizabeth?
Hi, Harris. The Islamic Republic's choice for ambassador to the United Nations has been rejected. U.S. officials will not issue a visa to Hamid Abu Talabi. Press Secretary Jay Carney, pointing to his ties to the Muslim student group that held 52 Americans hostage for 444 days during the 1979 takeover of the U.S. Embassy in Tehran. He's also accused of helping organize a 1993 political assassination of an Iranian dissident in Rome, but he was never charged.
We've communicated with the Iranians at a number of levels and made clear our position on this, and that includes our position that the selection was not viable and our position that we will not be issuing him a visa.
The White House now needs to decide if it will sign the bill passed in Congress unanimously, which prohibits the nominated ambassador from entering the U.S. Senator Ted Cruz, a bill sponsor, encourages President Obama to send a strong message of intolerance towards terrorism.
This nomination of Hamid Abu Talabi, an acknowledged terrorist, was intended to be a slap in the face, a slap in the face to America, a slap in the face to the 52 hostages who spent 444 days being tortured.
Iranian officials reacting to the news, writing in part, "It is a regrettable decision by the U.S. administration, which is contravention of international law, the obligation of the host country, and the inherent right of sovereign member states to designate their representative to the United Nations." Tehran making it clear that country refuses to back down on its nomination.